You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor here tonight. A good-looking Tuesday morning a little while ago, and now that sky is getting battleship gray, isn't it? We getting something here moving in, Ted?
I don't think so. I'll check the radar.
All right. It's nice out there. 61 in Green Bay, 63 in Appleton, 63 in Oshkosh. It felt so good to go walking around yesterday, where even though it was windy as it's been every day for the last 6 months, at least it wasn't that cold, cold wind coming off the water.
It's great.
One place that's hard to get warm at sometimes is the Schmidt Plaza in Two Rivers.
Coolest spot in Wisconsin.
Jim Pouts is here from the heart of Two Rivers to talk about a great event that I was part of last year. Although I'm going to be honest with you, Jim, when you took me downstairs and you said, these are the people here, John. And I thought, oh my goodness, where am I? Because it was a outer space theme. And boy, the Two Rivers people sure have a lot of interest in dressing up just like creatures from outer space. Huh, Jim?
Yes, we are here to entertain, John.
You guys did it great. The theme last year was like UFOs and stuff like that. Wow. And all the different things. And the place was jammed. It's called Heart-O-Rama, and it's at the community center in Two Rivers. And it was a great event, Jim, and I was proud to be a part of it. And you got it coming up again this year, huh?
Yes, we do. Heart-O-Rama's coming up, starts this Thursday. And we run from this Thursday to Saturday, so May 1st to the 3rd, and then next Thursday through Saturday. So 6 nights at the Community House in downtown Two Rivers. And whereas last year, as you mentioned, our theme was Heart-O-Rama Goes to Space, this year the theme is Heart-O-Rama Loves the 80s.
Oh,
man.
Love it. Okay. I like it already. Yeah.
All right.
Very cool. Tell me about the history of this, Jim, and what you guys do to support your community. Because I'm not just blowing smoke here. I'll tell you what, Two Rivers takes a lot of pride in doing things in Two Rivers. Not in Manitowoc. We're doing it in Two Rivers, and our money is whatever. I've been involved in at least 3 fundraisers that you guys do. Excuse me. And you guys take it serious.
Yeah. So Heart-O-Rama itself. Now, I can't claim that it's an original in Two Rivers because it used to be in Manitowoc, but Heart-O-Rama itself started in 1971 because there were some people back then who said we should get together and we should try to fundraise for some cause and that cause became heart health. And so they did, I think it was 2, maybe 3 nights that first weekend, that first time, that first year, made just over $1,000 and said, well, let's keep doing this. And back then, the first about, say, 10 years, they would like buy scripts. You know, they would find, short bits that they could use and do that. But then since that point, it's all locally written, produced, directed, acted, and so forth. And so we've been going. This is going to be year number 53. Wow. It should have been 55, but COVID put a stop to that for a couple seasons. And so this is year number 53, and we have raised over $3.2 million for the Heart Association. Yeah, and then AEDs for local places. Nice. I just heard somebody telling me we for sure have donated at least 100 AEDs around the county. So, as a matter of fact, I think we donated 15 just this past year from 2024.
Awesome. Wow, that is just great. Yeah, we've had people on here talking about how important those are. And those are lifesavers on the field, in the business place, everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's great.
But there's almost like no place that couldn't use one.
Right, right. Hey, tell me more about, so 53 years, I got to admit, Johnny talked about it a lot last year. So it's a skit then, or how does that work?
A lot of them.
So
all just local people.
I'm gonna tell you guys, John, you came last year, and so you got to witness it, and I'm gonna, you know, again, you guys definitely you should come, but you know, until you experience Hardorama, you have to be there. I was talking to somebody who was helping us with our advertising this year and get promotion. And she was a former student of mine because I was a former teacher. And she said, one of those things where you go, oh, people don't necessarily know what it is. You come in, you experience it. She's I think in her upper 30s. And she said, but once you're there, and then you just go every year because it's such a good time. We kind of compare it to Saturday Night Live with our local twist. We have our Hardorama Pit Boys, our band. They play pre-show, intermission, and then after the show, and it's a group of musicians from the area who don't necessarily play with each other except for during Hardorama. And then we have some songs that we'll do. Some of those can be funny, some of those maybe not, but they're all tied to the theme. We have short skits that go anywhere from probably 7 to 10 minutes. We have a short musical, all again humorous. This is not serious stuff here. This is comedy, and again locally written and produced. And then we have raffles throughout this year. What we're going to do? We have Rumley's Jewelers in Manitowoc has donated some jewelry that will be raffled off each night. Charlie Behrens has been great to us since I've been producing in 2018. And we get some donated stuff from Charlie. This year we have some T-shirts, some hats, and Charlie's brandy. And then we're also inviting our special guests, which John did last year, where we have a special guest each night. And what we did the last couple of years is Charlie Behrens would get auctioned off for a meet and greet the night he came because people love Charlie. So this year I said, well, why don't we try it with all of them if they're willing? And they're all willing. And I don't care if we get $25. It's still $25 going to the Heart Association. Right. And then they're going to do a little meet and greet at intermission. So, yeah, it's one of these things where people have asked, is there a video of this? And the video doesn't do it justice because you got to be there in attendance live and in person to see it.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. And these people write their own skits? You must be working on this all year, right? Or what? How does that?
So the skit writing, it's interesting. Some people say, oh, you guys probably just get together in March and then you put the show on, you know, late April or early May. Some of us are meeting monthly. excuse me. And but then I usually, because I produce the show, I usually get together with my directors sometime in like July, maybe early August. Right. And we reveal the theme and then they kind of get their assignments. And each director usually has one or two skits that they're in charge of. That's including musical numbers. And so then they get together with some people who they know, friends, family members, other Hardorama cast members. And then we'll meet two or three times for writing purposes, put it together, and then all of us directors get together and read them through. Ultimately, you know, as a producer, I got to always kind of look them over with a fine tooth comb just to make sure everything is appropriate, we'll say. But it's always solid. So yeah, we're already thinking about, you know, next season. We'll be thinking about next year already. Sometime this summer.
Wow. So this '80s theme, does the crowd dress up as well?
Or does they absolutely are invited to do so. We're not, it's not like a requirement or anything.
Okay.
You will see us definitely dressed. I can tell you one of the skits, it's not really a skit, it's a song. And I got kind of inspired this past summer trying to, you know, keep the fat off my gut, so to speak. And I was taking a walk and I was just walking and all of a sudden, it just hit me for a thought for a closing number, and I don't usually direct it. So I had to talk to one of my directors who I had assigned that and said, you want to swap? I'll take it. So we're going to sing. We're calling it Hardorama to the tune of We Are the World. And I've got the entire cast up there. We borrowed some risers from Two Rivers High School. And I will tell you, we had dress rehearsals yesterday and Sunday. And I said to the cast, I'm standing up there directing them, kind of the Quincy Jones of the group.
Right.
And my goodness, the costuming that they all came with, the hair and the bright colors, and it's a fantastic
cool
view. I mean, it's just like, wow, I'm back 40 years ago.
You can pick them all up.
Yeah, so it's great.
That's cool.
It looked really great.
Well, great idea.
I would think everybody, all the girls would want to be Cyndi Lauper.
We have somebody who claimed to be Cyndi Lauper, yes.
I'm sure.
We have some who wanted to be Madonna. And I told them, I said, for that last number, I said, if you want to claim a personality, go for it. I said, but otherwise, just dress in your best 80s. And last night, I'm directing, and one of the guys who was in our cast, the previous day did not dress this way, and then last night I see him, and I told the cast afterwards, I said, I almost lost it because Richard Simmons was on our stage.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. That is, how awesome is, I got to ask this question, Todd, was Madonna in that video?
She was not.
Okay.
I don't know if you, there was a documentary that came out probably the last, about a year or so ago.
Right.
And they said, apparently, I think it said something in there that they had asked Cyndi Lauper, and apparently those two had like a little, they didn't get along or something. So they figured they'd get one or the other, but Lauper was in it. Yes.
Wow. I think one of the best parts of that was them people talking about, there'd be like, you know, Bruce Springsteen wanting to get an autograph from
right.
Bob Dylan.
Right.
Or, you know what I
yep.
mean?
Yep.
It's like they all became fans. It's like we had to be cool because we're big time, but oh my God, there's so and so.
Right, right.
I think that's one of the greatest collections.
No doubt.
Ever.
Yeah. That'd be fun to see. You couldn't close with a better song than that. That's
and that's
awesome.
Great what you do, Jim, as far as like helping the community. Like, you know, the other event I do there every year is the Price is Right type thing. And, that goes for all youth sports throughout the community. I'm just so impressed with everything you folks do there. No lie.
Well, we appreciate it. I mean, it's we have a good time. And that's the thing. We very much enjoy what we do up there on stage. If I may share. So, John, I know you came last year. By the way, you were on my list. You didn't get axed, John. We always try to look for some fresh faces to kind of help us auction off our toilet seat.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if I don't think we talked about that, that's kind of our big auction, our best seat in the house. Where pre-show, we have a painted, decorated toilet seat that usually gets us anywhere between $1,000 and $5,000 every night.
Wow.
And we get some good bidders, either local people or local businesses, and they can put that toilet seat up in their business and so forth. So I'm always like looking for some fresh faces. Last year, John was one of them. This year, for the first three nights, we have Chris Roth from Channel 2 coming on opening night. We've got Miss Wisconsin coming on Friday of this week. And we got Ben Chan, the Jeopardy professor from St. Norbert, coming on Saturday.
He's
so that's kind of cool. Then the following weekend, Greg Buckley, the city manager of Two Rivers, who happens to be retiring. I'm like, I got to get Greg back on stage. He's a great guy.
He is.
Chris Cornelli and Rick Giral, who are local staples and used to be Hardorama folks, they're coming on the 9th, and Charlie Behrens is coming back on the 10th.
Awesome.
So I can tell you right now, tickets for the 10th for Charlie, they're sold out. But we have availability all the other nights. So we're right now running a buy one, get one for this opening night, just to hopefully get a few more people in the seats. It's such a good time and a good cause that we want you there.
So, how do we get the tickets?
Okay, Jim, can we keep you around? Can you keep you around through this break, Jim?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, great. Okay, back with more. Jim Pouts, Hardorama.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Send them your heart so they know the
is Jim's favorite right here, Dionne Warwick, ladies and gentlemen. And a little Willie Nelson.
That's right. Love they're that. All on there. That love was that. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Hey, Jim Pops.
And now they're all going to be in Two Rivers. That's
you got a lot
cool.
of work. You got a lot of good material to work with here, brother.
You betcha. We, you know, the 80s, it's a funny. I said, I'm hoping that people don't leave saying, well, you didn't do that song. I mean, my goodness, it's a decade here. You know, we right. can't cover everything. But, you know, we've got some Michael Jackson. We've got a bit of, you know, a little bit of Van Halen in there. We've got skits that include Sweatin' to the 80s. So a little bit of, you know, jazzercise stuff going on. We've got a detention skit that kind of ties to the Breakfast Club movie a little bit. You know, we've got Love Shack, we've got Love Connection. If you remember that, with ours is Chuck Woolery, not Chuck Woolery.
That's right,
absolutely.
Got some 80s characters. Even Nancy Reagan makes an appearance, and Bob McKenzie. If you remember Bob and Doug McKenzie from the old SCTV, you know, the Strange Brew. It's so fun.
Hey, Jim, you host it. Are you going to have some back bacon?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that the that's me. I get to do that one. So
you got to be a fan of SCTV.
Canada patch for my hat, you know, and so forth. So good time.
Right, so you're sold out. One of the Saturdays, but tell me how we get
the
tickets.
The Charlie Behrens thing.
But how do we get tickets? How can we support this?
So if you are local, if you're around the Two Rivers Manitowoc area, the Piggly Wiggly stores, both in Two Rivers Manitowoc, has tickets or have tickets. They're $20 if you come and buy them in person at the Pigs.
Okay.
Otherwise, they're $21 online. We just charge a little extra typically if we're sending them out to you. So online at heartorama.org. We currently, as I said, for this Thursday only, we threw a buy one, get one deal. So you get two tickets for $21. So if you want to take advantage of that, you have until, I believe it's 5 o'clock on Thursday. And those tickets would be at will call. So if you happen to decide, hey, we want to check it out and get a deal, you'll just get a notification just to pick your tickets up right there at our little ticket table. All the rest of the tickets, we still have. All the, you know, the Thursdays and Fridays, you know, we get the ticket numbers. And I think in this era, everybody waits till the last minute to get things anyway, you know. And so it always kind of makes us nervous. But they're starting to creep. They're starting to climb, which is great. But the Thursdays and Fridays definitely had some availabilities both this weekend and next. And then this week, Saturday, still had some. They were there were a few more people at that one, but it wasn't sold out. So, aside from the 10th, everything is available. You know, and again, if you think that you have to live in Manitowoc County to get this humor, I think you're incorrect. You will get our humor.
Right. Well, I will say some of the Sputnik jokes last year had to be kind of local.
Yes, I would agree. There's always going to be a few things dropped out there that are
almost inside jokes.
Here. But it's not as if you know, I mean, I've had relatives who are from out of the area who don't really know some of those things. They're still laughing, still Absolutely. Enjoying, you know, the skits. So, you know, just like anything, some things can go over some people's heads, you know, but then they get the rest of it. So, yeah, you're not going to be lost.
And nobody's going to go away thirsty if they don't want to.
Oh, gosh, you know, we've got beer, soda, wine coolers. Our bar, you know, any, you know, whatever you buy there again is profiting this fundraiser, which ultimately profits the Heart Association and then, purchases of AEDs. So, you know, sometimes people may say, well, that's kind of pricey for a can of beer, but again, it's a fundraiser. We're in the business of making money for a good cause. So, hopefully you look at it that way. And you know, we started doing this last year now. You can bring cash, of course, is always welcome, but we take charge. So we hadn't done that for many, many years, and we started including that, and that went over pretty well last year. We also sell merch, so we have sweatshirts, T-shirts, koozies, things with the Heartorama logo and this year's theme, which is a pretty cool theme with the 80s look. So you see a guy, our theme as a guy with a boombox. You know, our Heartorama villain with a boombox holding it in the front. So
awesome.
it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, we're just coming off a week of $16 beers, so I think we can
Yeah.
We can afford our stuff.
I would agree. I think whatever, maybe ours is five.
Okay.
You know,
we'll take it.
Yeah, all right. So it's a steal.
All right. So any Piggly Wiggly store in Manitowoc, Two Rivers, heartorama.org. Yeah, and thanks for doing this. I mean, you know, heart disease is still, you know, a huge killer, men and women. So it's nice that you're supporting that. And those to have those pieces of equipment in schools, on fields and businesses, libraries. I mean, we need that because that saves a lot of lives.
Yeah, so. I was talking to a guy one time, boy, it's about a month ago. We had Mark Houston on about the thing. And the guy said, he said, you know, this could sound crazy. He said, but we're buying one for our cottage. Because it seems like every couple of years you hear about somebody at a cottage. And you know what I mean? Right. I mean, these have become so easily accessible, huh, Jim?
Yeah, and especially the cottages, it takes forever to get an ambulance out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we had a few years back, and maybe you remember this story, where there was a referee reffing a basketball game at Two Rivers High School, and he collapsed, and he had a heart attack. I think he was from the Fox Valley area. And somebody grabbed the AED, and he came back. And then that following year, somebody from our organization had contacted him, got his contact information, invited him and his wife, family, whomever, to our show, and he stood up and was recognized. And you know, you don't realize that, you know, the importance of those AEDs until you don't have one. And so, you know, we donate them to, you know, nonprofits and so forth. They're in public places. We've donated to schools. And you know, so we're there to help. And that's what it is. And the show itself is a fun time to help that out.
Jim Pouts, Heartorama. In Two Rivers, it's coming up. It's a great organization, and they do wonderful things for the community. Jim, we'll keep pumping this to get some more tickets for you guys coming up on May 1st. Okay, buddy?
Awesome. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it. Come on out and join us.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Buddy. Jim Pouts, Heartorama, coming up in Two Rivers. Great event for the entire community. Back after this.
To say that, but on takeoff.
If you missed part of the show or want to share it with a friend, catch every episode of Mino and the Mayor on your schedule. Listen now at civicmedia.us or find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's easy to take Mino and the Mayor wherever you go. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor on a good-looking Tuesday morning, a little on the breezy side out there today. 61 in Green Bay, 63 in Appleton, 63 in Oshkosh. Mostly cloudy this morning, sun coming up later, but it's coming through right now. It's actually looking real nice out there right now, low in the 60s again. The wind's pretty high, 12 to 14 miles an hour, coming from the southeast. Correct, Tom? Todd?
Did he just call me Tom?
He did.
Yeah, called you Tom.
He did.
I mentioned that yesterday in a meeting, actually.
Sleepwalking.
We were talking about you guys.
Okay.
And I said, yeah, and every once in a while, Mino calls me Tom.
Yeah.
Everybody was very interested in that.
Right? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll think about that, okay?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever worked with anybody named Todd before.
That's why it should not be that difficult for you to remember.
I know.
And I see you every morning, and I work very hard for you.
Did you work with people called Tom?
Well,
only, we all did, right? Well,
yeah, we did. At the old place, yep. Who's been there for like 100 years.
Is he still there?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You know what? We won't say his whole name or whatever, but he could almost be a lesson somehow in just keep your head down, show up for work, no matter what the shift.
Yep.
And you'll always be there.
If they slide you over to this position, you just
go
do it.
No complaints.
Yep.
Just go do it.
Talented guy.
It's not bad. Oh, yeah. It's not bad to have a guy like that. I don't care what organization you work for. It's not bad to have a couple of those guys.
As long as they're happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if that's his thing.
Right, that's what I mean. That's his thing.
That's fine.
Doesn't want to deal with pressure, too high stress level. Yeah. Just do his thing. I think he's awesome in what he does. Brewers at the White Sox, 6:05 on WISS tonight. I've never seen a more disheartening thing. Well, I've seen a lot of disheartening things in sports. But the other night, Bucks are playing crappy. Dame Lillard, who went through that horrible thing this year with that blood clot in his system that was like, you know, could be really dangerous, finally gets clearance to come back near the end of a crappy game, and he blows out his Achilles and might miss all of next year.
Yeah.
It's sports is brutal. We can talk about, oh my God, he makes so much money, but boy, can your world change in a heartbeat in that business.
But do those guys play with these guaranteed contracts like the football? I mean, is this guy okay? I feel bad for him, but is he financially good?
Well, when you're hurt, they have to pay you. The only way they can get rid of you is to make a settlement, an injury settlement. If you're hurt, you're their responsibility.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But just
I feel bad for him.
Oh.
But that wasn't always that way.
No.
Because remember our man, Nathan Poole, and now he's coaching high school. You know what I mean? Like it's.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not
too bad. And that was, 25 years ago, 20 years ago that they.
Yeah.
You get hurt. And it's
there was a discussion in that meeting I was in. They were discussing whether or not they thought Giannis was going to stick around. Because, you know, he's getting up there in age, right? And he's.
It seems like their window of re-opportunity is closed in a hurry.
Yeah.
They thought when they got Dame Lillard that it was like, okay, we got another breath of fresh air. We got another score. He was one of the best players in the NBA. In the NBA, he was one of the best players in the entire league. He was a top 10 player in the league. And we get him, and he gets a damn blood clot. Who gets a blood clot at that age? Yeah. You know, I mean, the guy from San Antonio did too, Wembley. But then to tear, Achilles are so hard to come back from. I mean, look at me. Have I been the same athlete ever since mine?
So Rodgers owns part of that team, right?
Yeah, like a slice.
Well, no, the reason I asked that is I thought that was really interesting that Vegas, when they looked at that kid that was problematic, that Brady said no. And even though he owns a slice of the Raiders, right?
Right.
I was just wondering how much influence a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who's an investor,
right,
has on decisions like that. Because, you know, there's different, I mean, I think we've all invested in different companies. And sometimes you've got minority investors have say, other times you're just they're there for the money. I was just curious about
NBA front offices are bizarre, though. I mean, like
at one guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, yeah.
I would never.
They're bizarre. Like you look at Denver when earlier, 3 games left in the regular season and they've got the MVP, I'm sure, again this year. I mean, things are, they won the title 2 years ago and they fire their coach and their general manager 3 days before the end of the season because those two guys hated each other. And the owner kind of hated one of the guys, but he knew they didn't. So what I'm saying is, you know, you think everything would be so incredibly professional.
Team meetings and all that. Yeah.
Here's your lane. It's not. It's not. It's as screwed up as any company you've ever worked for where you say, oh, man, that front office is pro sports in a lot of ways. Exactly the same. And that's one thing I will say about the Packers. Okay, you don't hear about too much of that kind of info. Because...
No.
It's more of a whole committee type thing, and you got that board. Whereas you get one guy like the idiot in Washington a few years ago, Snyder. How did they let a man like that on an NFL and have a seat at the table alongside the Bob Harlins of the world or whomever, the Martin Murray? You know what I mean?
Right. Or that guy, you know, that whole thing with Magic Johnson. I mean, that guy who owned
Jerry Buss?
No. The guy who owned, was that his name? The guy who owned the...
The Lakers?
Yeah.
Like Jerry Buss.
Oh, Jerry Buss.
Yeah.
That was hilarious, wasn't he?
Well, yeah. But you know what? One of the funny things is, too, in that movie, they did that great movie called Winning Time. And based on the book Showtime about whatever, okay? And Magic Johnson, he signed, Jerry Buss ticked off every single person on his team and almost anybody in the NBA ticked him off. Because they gave Magic Johnson, I want to say this way, 25-year... $25 million contract, okay? Back in the days when very few...
Right.
Okay? And in the movie, and I'm sure this is... Kareem Abdul-Jabbar pulled me over and says, don't you know you've just been taken? He said, man, Cap... Let's see, because Cap... I'm getting $25 million. I never thought... He goes, no, you're not. And he's like, in 5 years, our new TV contract, you're going to be about 50th on the... You know what I mean?
Right.
But those owners, they get these young kids. I think Magic was 20 years old, didn't really have representation outside of his dad, kind of, and what, you know what I mean?
Right.
And they throw these big, shiny things at him. And these businessmen who have pulled the wool over so many people's eyes for 40 years. So there is a lot of that used to take place as well.
Interesting.
Yeah. Got a text. Oh, not a text. Okay.
Brought in with Selena. Oh,
okay.
She was on here, right?
Yeah. Over 6,000 pounds of food during the NFL draft. Okay, well, that's good.
Rooted in ink with Selena Darrow. She's been on the show, and part of her thing was she was going to go out there and recover some of that food.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Is it?
Isn't it? If they can reuse it?
That it didn't go to waste?
Well, it's bad.
That didn't go to waste. It's
that's
too,
the point.
It's
bad it wasn't sold or whatever, but...
The fact that it's not going into a landfill. Right. Absolutely. That's a lot of food.
Yes. We didn't talk to Nick, have we?
Nick.
Cheese curd.
I mean, I'm planning on having him on this week.
Oh, because we should give him a call, just see how he...
Well, I want to get...
I could see him Mandy. Just sitting in a bathtub with just all money instead of water. Just all his cash all around him. Just rubbing his... rubbing himself with $20 bills.
Listen, what you dream about at home is your thing.
Yeah. I'm not dreaming.
Bring it up here.
So can I tell you my stupid thing I did?
Yes.
How much time do I have?
Well, you've got plenty of time.
For about the last 12 years, I've been looking for a book that a guy loaned me that he was in. And I thought he wrote the book or whatever. I don't. But he came at a to a book signing I was doing. He says, John, I want to loan you this book. I'm in it. It's when we're in Vietnam, the whole thing. All right. I lost that book. And he had showed up at other of my, hey, John, by chance, do you have that book? By chance? Oh, I forgot it. Then it's like, oh, I forgot. Finally, because I'd moved twice since then, okay? So finally I found, well, Julie found it. And she said, oh my gosh, we had it in the wrong envelope. I said, okay. So I've been waiting to make this call. So I called. I'm just all different names. Bob. Her goes, Bob there. She goes, no, he's not. Could I take a message? Yeah, I just could have him call. Sure. Could I tell him what it's in reference to? Because he's in the hospital. Okay. Tell him Mino and the name of the book. Okay. She's okay. So I get a hold of him that night. You know, I go, hey, Bob, I got it. He goes, what's that, John? That book. Name of the book is what? He goes, no, the name of my book is so-and-so. Do you still have that? I don't know. I'm going to start looking again. 12 years I've looked for this thing.
Wow.
12 years I waited to make that phone call, and I had the wrong book.
Teaches you a lesson.
And the guy was like, why do you want to give me that book? That's not mine.
Wow. So you, okay, let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
That guy lent you a book
mm-hmm.
12 years ago. You never mm-hmm. returned it. Why? What made you think that was his book? Like, would he?
I had his name. I got the name right of the guy who I was calling. Who had loaned me a book. Two guys had loaned me books.
You only had two guys loan you books in all your years?
No, but I'm just saying, within these two,
it sounds,
however
like
many years.
People have loaned me books and I've given them back, but, okay, wow. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, don't they usually like write something, you write the guy's name in it or something? You didn't do that. Did you just, so you found this book. What made you think it was his book? I mean, I'm really curious about this, because
okay. Because I had a big manila envelope,
yeah.
And I wrote his name.
Oh, that was a mistake.
Turns out I had two guys looking for, okay, and I had this guy's name attached to a different guy's book.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep, I do.
I got it.
So the wrong name was on the envelope. So there's another envelope floating around your house.
Probably the
with
wrong guy's name
right,
and a different book.
I got it.
But now I got to start my whole journey over.
So we'll buy, what is that
years
going to be?
Upon
12
years.
In 12 years, we'll have
I'll
the other
dead.
One.
I'll be dead.
Yeah, that's true. You're on the clock. We're talking about that.
I'll be dead.
I have a good book story, and I was trying to look it up, but I'll do this tomorrow. You met this guy. He was on here. He's a homeless guy not a typical story, because there's no typical story, but, you know, one thing, drinking too much, lost his job, wife kicked him out, stayed at a friend's house. The friend's wife is like, I don't want this guy living here anymore. He's the guy that ended up sleeping in Johnny's park on the slide. Remember I was interviewing him and I'm like, why did you sleep on the slide? He goes, because I didn't want animals to get me. Anyway, came to our place, and this is going to be, it's coming up about 2 years. Wrote a book on poetry, and it's on Amazon yesterday. He was so excited. He's showing everybody.
Well, that's phenomenal.
It really is. So we're all very
proud of
him. Is
that about poetry about being a homeless person?
No. He writes poetry. He wrote, he read a poem when he was on our show, on my show. But anyway, we're really, everybody at the shelter's like really happy for him, because he's worked really hard on this. And that was one of his goals. You know, everybody there has weekly goals and long-term goals. So, want to get him on here and just, you know, and publishing, like you said, that's tough. Oh. You know, it just got published yesterday.
Time consuming, man.
And I said, how's it going so far? He goes, well, I sold 12.
Yeah. I'm like, what? You're going to have a box of books sitting around.
I know. But anyway, we'll get him
good
on
for
here.
Him.
Yeah, it is. I know you are big into writing.
I'll buy one.
So, yeah, it's
help get him into stores, whatever.
Right, I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't help him.
Oh, be glad to hear. Oh, gosh. Mino, speaking of books, you still have the book Into the Wild I loaned you back in the Mino and Nick days. Grizz. I might. Grizz.
It's in an envelope with somebody else's name on it.
Exactly. You are a mess. You're a mess.
That's smart, though, that you put them in an envelope with their name on. I mean, yeah. That, you know. I mean, then you don't write in the book. Yeah, if you get the name, that would be a good start. But yeah. That's kind of a good idea, really.
This would be if I was in one of those things where it's, okay, well, John, okay, first of all, very responsible for you to put that in an envelope
right.
with a name on it. What was the mistake here?
I don't know.
John, what was the mistake?
Right.
Oh, I didn't do it. I put it in there. Who wrote this name on there?
Right.
I don't know. John, who wrote the name?
What you should do next time, John, is write the right name on with the address and put a stamp on it.
There you go. That's a good point.
Where do you get stamps? That's the whole Nate, Nate Benghazi routine.
Just
now.
A thought.
Do you go to an old person and ask them to buy a stamp? Because nobody knows how to buy a stamp.
True.
Quick break. Back up.
I love you, darling. Baby, you know I do. But I've got to see this book of love. Find out why.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
But I've got to see this book of love, find out why it's true.
Wonder, wonder, who wrote the book of love?
Hey, welcome back, Mino the Mayor. Joining us right now, the man that puts it all together at the Meyer Theater, Matt Gable. First words I gave, has Lori Morgan canceled?
She has not.
All right.
Thank you.
As of today, she's
still on.
I've
had a crush on Lori Morgan since she was dating Troy Aikman.
How old is Lori Morgan? I think she's, did you?
In the 50s.
It's funny, no. Didn't he tell us he had a crush on 60s. Troy Aikman?
Well, in my mind, she'll always be in her 50s.
Right. Matt, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
You took a little break during the draft.
Yeah, we did.
Which is fine.
We tried not to, but... sometimes competing with that monster, you just don't want to do it. You know, we had a lot of inquiries about things, but I think what happened is everybody wanted to be close to the action down by Titletown District. So we had a lot of people inquire about parties and stuff like that, but it just didn't pan out, which is okay.
I think you may have made the right choice, mm-hmm. but some of the stuff that I'm picking up now, that seems like people outside the zone didn't do as well as maybe they had hoped to.
Yeah. It was great for us. It went very smooth over there, way better than we expected, to be honest with you, over at the Resch Expo and the Resch Center. And
You guys were the green room.
Yeah, we were basically behind the scenes of everything.
Yeah.
So with the media, with the green room.
Who catered that?
We did. So That was a big task. That was probably our bigger task, the biggest task we had. And
T-A-S-K
it went really well.
Or T-A-B? There's a lot of good food in there.
Right. So it was good. It went very smooth considering all of the movement that was going on and everything, logistics that had to happen with 8 million different people back there. And so it was surprisingly way better than
we thought. Did you interact with the families or anything?
The families were interesting, I got to tell you. So we at the Green Room, it was a funny story, but their son gets drafted, right? And then at the end, when they're done getting drafted, the family leaves, and we had this little like command center, little office that we sat in, just basically answering questions and helping people with things. And all the families would walk by, and they would be carrying the pillows, the stuff from the green room. They would, and I'd be like, "Your son just became a millionaire."
Yeah, like 10 minutes ago.
Right.
And millionaire.
Right.
Multi, right. 20
right. And they're bringing the pillow. And I get it. It's probably little like
souvenir type,
stuff. Yeah. They're taking all. I mean, it's the NFL's property. So I was like, I don't care. Go ahead. Take it. But it was just funny watching it.
Oh, that's
so
funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's just what
who could you see doing that?
I'm not sure. You think Jim?
Yeah.
He'd be at some big event. If he was at the Pope's funeral, and he was in a hotel, he would take something. True or false?
I don't know.
You would.
I'd take it to the ashtray.
I mean, you wiped out the green room at the White House, I heard.
I was there.
Yeah. True. So, Matt, tell us more about that, the family, what that's like. I mean, because you got to think it's one of two things. It could either be one of the greatest nights of your entire life,
right. Okay,
or one of the most heartbreaking nights in some ways. I mean, you're still going to be drafted. You're still going to make money. But your heartbreak is being portrayed across the world.
Right,
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I can't imagine it. Yeah. Right. I mean, it's, you know, they were so excited. I mean, you just look on their faces as they're leaving. I mean, just they're all on the phones. I'm sure they're talking to 8 million people, you know, their brothers, their moms, their dads, their, you know, it was just, it was cool to see, you know.
How many people did you allow in there? Like, so there was a guy being drafted. It was like Fort Knox.
Yes.
Was it unlimited? Like their entourage?
Like everybody had to, you know, get checked out.
And I just want to say something. When I say entourage, that used to be a real bad term. Like, oh, he's so cool. Yes. But nowadays, like for security reasons and some of the whack jobs and the different people and things out there, I'll tell you what, man, you're a target. I don't blame some of these guys for surrounding themselves.
Yeah, I think there was a limit. I don't know what that limit was. The NFL sort of dictates exactly that, I believe.
Your buddy Frank and Paul and I gave tours at the Northland Hotel on the Wednesday. And in the Crystal Ballroom, which was being occupied in the morning for a brunch, the brunch was put on by Patrick Mahomes' mom.
Okay.
And the attendees at the brunch were mothers of people being drafted. Uh-huh. And you know, I would have liked to have gone in there because Donna's like, what did they talk about? Right. But you got to assume she talked about old girlfriends dropping in. You know what I mean? Old guys from high school, you know.
Right.
And because that's a different world for them. Overnight.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, most of us who accumulated along the way. I mean, it's like, boom, overnight. It's winning lotto.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. It was a great event to basically, especially I'm in the event business. I think what I looked at it more was just how this whole thing got put on. I mean, it's pretty miraculous how they did it.
A lot of moving parts.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
And it's a production. They're playing to the 14 million people, not
they're not playing to the 50,000 free people that could get in, whatever. Right. They just want it to look good. They were playing. It was all TV. It was the sponsors. It was the NFL, I'm assuming, it was all about TV, like you said.
Were the people who were in charge, the New Yorkers, Goodell, were they nice to you?
Yeah, I didn't have too much interaction with them. We had a few other people at PMI were their main contacts and stuff. So, but they were good. They were good.
I do want to say they did an event at the new community shelter for us, and they couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, we're a homeless shelter. They're New Yorkers. They couldn't have been nicer.
No,
they were setting up tables, and we're kind of watching them. It's like,
everybody we were working with were
good. That's
great. I had one run-in with a gentleman with Sirius XM, which back in the media, he wasn't the most pleasant person. So
on-air guy?
I don't know what his responsibility was, but he came in at guns and blazing about something that was happening, and we were handling it, and he just didn't handle it in the best way. And I don't know, but that was really the only thing, to be honest with you, as far as little things.
Did you know he was dealing with like a 230-pound badass back in the day?
Right. That's right.
Did they?
I wouldn't push it too far, buddy.
Just ask me. Right.
Did they have alcohol back
Burke
there?
Burke told me.
I'm trying to think. I don't think so.
I don't think
in the green room. No.
Okay.
No. I mean, so, yeah.
You don't want to get that out of hand.
Right,
you look at
green
rooms at like entertainment.
Right.
Sometimes it's like, let's not do this.
Right. Especially if your name's not called.
Yeah. You probably had a couple of those.
How would I have been?
You've been great. Give me another one. Perfect. Yeah.
He'd been sneaking it in.
Give me another vodka.
Right.
I would tell Goodell what I think. Matt Gable, Meyer Theater. Great lineup you guys got coming up. I love driving past your marquee, just seeing some of the groups. It's cool.
Yeah. It's interesting every day for me as well.
More coming up.
If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.